taxes, even though we looked at this nationally, it's certainly concentrated in certain areas that have higher risk.
The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is objecting to a proposal from the campaign of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris to keep the mics on throughout their scheduled debate next month.
We agreed to the same rules, and I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want a debate.
During the debate between Trump and President Biden in June, the mics were off when the candidates weren't speaking. At the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today in Arlington National Cemetery. A wreath laying to mark 3 years since the Kabul, Afghanistan airport attack that killed 13 American troops. Trump laid a wreath. Later, he said he thinks the attack led to Russia invading Ukraine and to the October 7th attack on Israel. Fierce fighting that raged yesterday between Israel and Hezbollah didn't continue today, but there's no guarantee it won't, says reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
There is some concern that even though things have calmed down, a miscalculation on either side that kills a lot of civilians could lead to a more widespread conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
New York City's most famous roller coaster has been shut down indefinitely because of malfunctions.
The Coney Island Cyclone is still closed after it got stuck on ascent last Thursday with people having to be rescued. The city's Department of Buildings says that happened due to a crack on a chain and issued two violations to the park. In the heart of the summer, people come from all over for the Brooklyn Boardwalk mainstay.
The whole point was to come here and ride it.
It's kind of sad and confused. It's my favorite ride.
Yeah, that was the one thing we came down for, but never mind. We'll take some photos.
The cyclone's been around for 97 years. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Walmart has recalled almost 10,000 cases of apple juice sold in its stores across the country because it contains potentially harmful levels of inorganic arsenic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up slightly, but it was enough to put the index in record territory, even as losses for big tech pulled the S&P 500 and NASDAQ lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Dangerous heat is gripping southeastern Wisconsin this week. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow. As a result, officials are opening cooling centers across the region. An elderly man in his 80s died after being pulled from a house fire in Kenosha County this morning. Firefighters were called to Salem Lakes after getting reports of smoke. The fire's cause and the exact cause of his death is still under investigation. There's been a breakthrough in a 31-year-old Kenosha County cold case. Tomorrow, a press conference has been called by Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and medical examiner Patrice Hall. The case they're talking about is likely connected to an unidentified man discovered along the Sioux Line railroad tracks in 1993. And the Milwaukee Brewers are reintroducing updated parking technology at AmFam Field. The system was tried out in the spring but failed. It uses cameras to scan license plates for prepaid parking. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers drop one to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Willie Adames, but came up short, losing 4-3 to the A's in Oakland. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had one at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit two home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time.
The Crew are back in Milwaukee and host the Giants tomorrow night. NFL roster reductions. Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose was praised during training camp for his speed, his routes, and his downfield blocking. But will that be enough to make the team?
You just got to have faith. And I've been telling myself this, control what you control. It's above me. Ultimately, it's in the decision of the people in the front office. You know, hopefully, you know, I did enough to where, you know, they think highly of me, you know, to bring me back. But if they don't, that's just that. You know, kind of just on to the next. You know, that's the business that we're in. That's just kind of how you got to approach it.
That's Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A heat advisory continues through this evening with an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, heat index to the triple digits. Some storms in the late afternoon and night. Currently 89 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Are you getting excited about Packer football? Well, WRJN is your radio home for Packer football all season long. The regular season kicks off Friday, September 6th. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7:17. The games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Hardy and Jensen, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Yeah. to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We're chatting with my good friend, Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Didn't do much. I kind of stayed inside because it was a little hot out there.
It was a little hot out there. I was not so smart. I spent a lot of time outside yesterday. It was hot.
It was. I hope you weren't doing any physical activity or anything outside. Were you jogging or something like that?
No, not jogging, but it was very physical. I think the last time we talked, you and I were both saying how we recently helped our kids move.
Yeah. Yes. Now I hear where you're going with this.
All right. So my son's new house has a rather large driveway. And in the backyard, there's a really large concrete slab. It's almost like another driveway. And the previous owners hadn't edged in a while, you know, edged around the concrete. And I think the grass was growing about 6 inches over the edge of the concrete. And I spent hours yesterday edging all of his driveway and all of his concrete area.
Oh, what a good dad you are, Kurt. I didn't do any of that. I wasn't outside at all. I had so much yard work to do, and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, well, I only have so much time in the week to do this kind of stuff. So you got to get it done when you got to get it done, you know?
I know. So does it look lovely?
Oh, my gosh, what a difference.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
I love watching those videos where that guy goes around and mows people's yards.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's so satisfying to me. And he clears off concrete patios and does this all in really, really fast time, which I love.
Yeah.
And oh my, it is so satisfying to see him doing that. And then the end result, it's so cool.
So what you're saying is I should have videotaped myself doing this, put it up on YouTube and made some money off of it is what you're saying.
Yes, Kurt, that's my point. Exactly. And it would have been, so many people would have watched you in a sped up form. Don't you wish you could have done that in a sped up way?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I had to take a lot of breaks. I'll tell you that much.
That's good. Yeah. Hydrate.
Exactly. All right. That's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Timeless hits, WRJN. You're looking for our talk shows? You can still find them on our sister station at 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dunn, they all discuss state and local issues. It's 540 AM or on the Civic Media app.
There's a light, a certain kind of light. Somebody, the way I love you.
somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. Republicans are urging Donald Trump to stop personally attacking Kamala Harris and strike a new tone. Strategist Bill McCaution on WISN-TV's Up Front.
He needs to bring them back with a little bit of humor, a little more humility, and focus on the issues.
Kamala Harris advisor David Plouffe tells the program that Democrats have new momentum that will open up their strategy.
She'll have the financial resources and the people resources while you're throwing everything you can in a Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. And I mean everything.
The election is 70 days away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dangerous heat is gripping southeastern Wisconsin this week. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow. Heat index values could potentially rise to 107 degrees tomorrow. As a result, officials are opening cooling centers across the region. Relief is on the way. A cold front is forecasted to bring temperatures back down to the low 80s by Wednesday. There's been a breakthrough in a 31-year-old Kenosha County cold case. Tomorrow, a press conference has been called by Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and Medical Examiner Patrice Hall. The case they're talking about is likely connected to an unidentified man discovered along the Sioux Line Railroad tracks in 1993. Genealogy previously linked the man to Native American heritage, with potential family connections to multiple Wisconsin counties. A nearby community is warning about overdoses. In McHenry County, Illinois, the health department has issued a warning to the public after seeing an increase in suspected overdose deaths. Most municipalities have put in what are called harm reduction vending machines filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A heat advisory continues through this evening with an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, heat index to the triple digits. Some storms in the late afternoon and night. Currently, it's 91 degrees.
Home for local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, WRJN. Brewers are off today, back in action again tomorrow. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
Tell me how much you missed me.
When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. The greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, an ex-convict in Brazil was detained for filing a false police report. Why? In an attempt to get sent back to jail to see a friend who was still in detention. The guy was boozed up when he called in the fake police report. The cops asked him why he did it. He replied, "I want to reunite with my friend and enjoy the peace of jail."
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go? While you see it your work it out and get it straight.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with Bill May, who talked about Racine's Legacy Museum and Veterans Center.
Yeah, well, the building is the actual, it's the building of the founder of the city. Racine lived there the last 10 years of his life, Gilbert Knapp. The building was actually built between 1848 and 1852. We have the privilege of being able to be in there. It changed hands three or four times to some rather notable names that you would know from Racine history, possibly. But then the VFW took it over in the 1930s, and then this project came to fruition after the VFW realized they couldn't sustain the building anymore and wanted to do something with it. And at that time, the World War II vets were talking to the Vietnam era vets and saying, gee, we can't do this. Can you? And then it evolved into the Legacy Museum and Veterans Memorial Project.
Boy, just to know that was Gilbert Knapp lived there.
Yes. I mean,
that's historical, right?
He died there, actually.
He died in that? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I want to say 1887, I believe.
That's Bill May from Racine's Legacy Museum and Veterans Center, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Just a little bit, baby, just a little bit.
you spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll see you tomorrow at 2. Have a great night. There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops.